I'm going to try to do a song. Sister Tracy kept saying that I tell her, I used to sing in a group and stuff. She goes, well, I wouldn't know because I haven't sung. And I haven't sung for, it's been a long, long time. And sometimes preaching ruins your voice. So I'm not a Sam Fidel. Okay? But I'm going to do my best this morning. You pray for me. I'm in your hand, sound man. Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak through me, show me things I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. And I pray day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, haunted by the years of mass deceit. We're groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Then I see you standing near me, Lord. Move with compassion in your eyes. And I pray, Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, and I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak through me. Show us things we've never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. And I pray day stars shine down on us. Let your love shine through us in the night. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Man. Please don't stop. Well, Sister Tracy, now you heard me. And now you won't want to hear me again. I hope this is mine. I want to say something before I get into this message this morning. I haven't had a suit on in 17 years. And I thought I'd even forget how to tie a tie, but I didn't. But here's what happened. I've been asking the Lord, Lord, I want a suit. And I didn't know how to get one with my income the way it is and stuff. But last Thursday, the Lord told me to go to JCPenney's. Okay, so I went. And they were having 40% off. And I thought that was great. But then the lady at the sales counter said, do you have a JCPenney card? I said, no, and I'm sure they won't give me one. She says, well, let's try. I said, well, if I get turned down, what do I get? She said, another 15% off. I said, let's do it. So she ran it through. And they called. They wanted to talk to me. Told me, welcome to JCPenney's. And I said, all I want a limit for is $200. That's all I wanted, you know. And I just stepped back at that counter and I just watched the Lord move. And I was stunned. I'm standing there, Lord's blessing me, tears in my eyes, because this jacket alone was $260. Pants was $120. Yeah. Shoes was $80. God clothed me this morning. These ties, I didn't realize how they got up in price. 17 years ago, they were $20. They doubled that. But I'm standing there. And she goes, well, you get 40% off, 25% off for a card. You got another 10% off because you joined up today. And I'm just watching the Lord move. And now I told you the prices. I got all of this. The Lord gave me all of this for $160. Now that's a good deal. You go try that. You are. You. You know, the Lord does take care of His own, doesn't He? Man. But I was, you know, I was just standing there and tears in my eyes. And she says, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, God is good. And she goes, yes, He is. And then there was another guy that was a pastor that was standing behind me. And so we were all just talking about the Lord while she was ringing up prices. Anyhow, I had a good time. I had a good time Friday at Word Alive Church. My cousin that I haven't seen since 2005 was there. Didn't know he was a Christian. But he went through a battle with cancer in 2005. They found a great fruit-sized tumor in his stomach, and he thought he was going to be a goner. But you know what? God touched him, healed him. He gave his life over to him. Now he's playing for the Lord. He holds free concerts every Saturday night in Butler on the streets. Yeah. I was excited to see him again. And you know what, Brother Sam? If you'd like to, he will come here. He sings some old songs. He sings some new stuff and some of the stuff that he even wrote. But a very good drummer. He traveled the world, I believe he said, for 30 years playing drums. So I'd like to see him just come here steady and play drums. Yeah, or whatever. He plays the washboard. He goes by Washboard Tony. He plays the spoons. He says, anything you put in my hands, I'll play it. So he's very, very talented. Okay, I'm getting the commercials out of the way. But I am happy to be here. And I am sorry that I was late. I was mad at myself again. Brian, you did it again. But I'm good at doing that. Even the doctors say, you're never on time, are you? Nope. But how many are going through things in this life? I'm sure every hand can go up. But you know, it's when the fire is how we become better servant for the Lord. So the Lord has us all in an oven. We are all in an oven. And once in a while, he comes and he looks at the oven and opens up the door and says, not yet. Maybe a year goes by, he comes back and looks at Pastor Sam and he looks in the oven and he goes, nah, not yet. But one day he's going to walk over to the oven, look in, and he's going to say, well done. Well done. By what?
Good and faithful servant.
Amen. Amen. And one day I can't wait to be well done. Amen. You're quiet. We are not Methodists. We're not Baptist. We are what? Pentecostal. We sure don't look like it. Huh? We sure don't look like it. If you got religion, I wouldn't want it. It looks like you're all sucking on a lemon. Huh? Somebody said, I got religion, bless God. I said, you don't have religion, you got indigestion. We need to act like we're happy people. That we're excited because we know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If that don't excite you, something's wrong. Your spoon just fell out of your bowl. Amen. I'm excited. If you get more excited about watching a guy in a black and gold uniform to score a touchdown over the King of Kings, something's wrong. I know everybody's looking at the clock. Steelers play at 1. Hurry up. I'm not hurrying today. Okay? Now, you can pray for me. I'll get done in 20 minutes. If you don't pray for me, Brother Chuck, I just took a 5-hour energy drink. So you got a choice. That's a souvenir for you. Oh, amen. Well, it's good to laugh a little bit. It's good to have fun. Topic is, the Son therefore shall what?
Make free.
How many's free? Are you sure? Are you sure? Nothing bothers you. Really? Okay, well, I'll see some fiery chariots coming pretty soon. We all got problems. Somewhere along the line, we all got problems. Sometimes along the line, the devil throws up your past. Huh? Well, good. But he whom the Son sets free, the Bible says, also is free indeed. But we don't act like that. Huh? There's an old song that I used to listen to by Leonard Skinner that says, I'm as free as a bird now. Oh, some of you got to know that song. It was the biggest song in the 70s. Huh? David said, if I had wings, I'd fly away and be at rest. But we don't act like that we're free. If I went to a jail today and told the man that your debt has been paid, you've been set free, I'd like to see the man's face. You have been set free. Amen. The things that used to bind us is behind us. And we're pressing towards the mark. Amen, when Christ Jesus, but we don't act like it. We need to act like we're free, not just here, but in the streets, in your car, no matter where you're at, we need to act like we're free. And then they're going to want what we have, Brian. Huh? But we're afraid. Oh, we listen to our gospel music till we stop at a red light, then we turn it down because we don't want the man in the next car hear it. Well, I don't. I turn it up too. But you know, some people, oh man, I don't want him to hear how great thou art. No, let's play some AC/DC and crank it up. Is this okay? You're just looking at me and staring at me like I'm talking Spanish or something. You look bored. I don't want you to be bored. If you're bored, I'll sit down. Amen. But I want us to realize today, the Son has made me and you free. 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 I like that word, free. It means just go ahead and take it. But we're bound. Look at us. Look at us. Some of you are smiling, thank God, but we don't want to be bound no more. We want to grow, not just physically, but spiritually. If we are the same as we were last year at this time, spiritually, there's something wrong. If you have not grown spiritually in a year, something is hindering you. Huh? Sister Tracy, I'd be worried to death if you had to pick up Michael and still burp him. He ain't even here. Could you imagine that? She couldn't even lift him for one thing. But you'd say something's wrong with that boy. Huh? That's right. At how, what age? 34 years old and his mama still got to feed him and burp him? Something's wrong. And what do? We're going to take him to the doctor to find out what's wrong. Because I'm tired of feeding and burping him. We might be saved for 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 40 years. But you know what? We need to keep growing. The Lord, amen, shouldn't have to carry us around and burp us and change our diaper. Amen. But we must grow in Him spiritually. Amen. That I'm not the same. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not where I was, but I'm not yet where I'm headed, but I'm headed there. I'm pressing, pressing, pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God. We gotta press. He doesn't pull. We press. And we press one step at a time. One day at a time. 1 hour at a time. But we gotta grow. If we're at a standstill, there's something wrong and we need a doctor. And then the doctor's here. The doctor's here. You know, this is a place for sick people. Doctor's in. Don't need an appointment. He'll see you any time of the day. He makes house calls. Amen. Church, we need to grow. Amen. We need to grow. Some use this as a cop-out. Well, I'm saved, but I'm forgiven, but forget how it goes. I'm not perfect or whatever. It's a cop-out. I'm just forgiven, but forgive me and all this. But I don't want to use a cop-out. I want to grow in Christ. Amen. I want to grow in Him day by day. How do we do that, Sister Emma? We better read His Word. His Word that we need to hide in our heart that we might not sin against Him. And we need to pray. Pastor told me one time, if you're going to preach, pray for an hour and study for 5 minutes because you need the anointing. It's the anointing, Pastor, that breaks the yokes that our church has. And everybody has one. Amen. Because we sometimes can't forget what we've done. Even though you come to an altar of prayer, Lord, I'm sorry I've done this. Lord, I'm sorry I've done that. And He looks at you and says, what are you talking about? What? I forgave you of that years ago. I don't bring it up. But the Bible says He throws it in the sea. In the depths of the sea. Not on the shoreline. In the depths of the sea. Never to be remembered again. And He puts up a no fishing sign. You know what? You know who don't let us forget things? Humans. I remember when you, Pastor Sam, whatever. I know this. When I lived for the devil, I lived for him. I gave my all to him. And I tried almost everything. And if I liked it, Brother Ron, I went back and did it again. But when I got saved, I want to sell out to Him and give my all to Him. Amen. I want to grow in Him. I don't care what people think. Let them think of our past. I don't care. It's in the past. We can't bring it back. It doesn't matter, amen, if you had 5 boyfriends at a time. God forbid. It doesn't matter what you did. We're free. Free. Oh, you're still not acting like it. You are. Okay. Free. Free. I want our church to become free. I hope this is okay, Brother Pastor. I hope this is okay today because I don't want us to be bound. I'm tired of being bound. I'm tired of people coming into our church services and leaving not healed. Amen. I'm tired of unsaved people coming in and they're leaving unsaved. No. Amen. I want them saved. I want them healed. And let them know that this church loves them and we're growing and we want you to be a part of it. Everybody has a part. He placed us in the body as it pleases Him. Not you. He placed you. You know what? I'm right where I'm supposed to be. If he decides to lead me somewhere else, he's going to have a battle on his hands. Amen. I want us to be free. And you know what? I got so many pages, but I'm not going to do all this to you. But I am going to read a scripture found in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. I don't know if you have it up there or not, but I'm going to read it to you anyhow. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. After the Spirit. There is no condemnation. The writer here wrote this wrong. It should say, therefore, there is now no condemnation. Did you get me? Therefore, there is now, right now, this minute, this moment, there's no condemnation on us. Nothing. We're free. Amen. I want you to get this, because the devil's he's tricky, and he keeps throwing things up in our past. Amen. Brian, you're not called to preach. Sit down and shut up. And some of you are probably thinking the same thing. You're not saved. And I keep saying, I'm not. No, you're not saved. Well, then why are you bothering me? Huh? If you already got me, why are you bothering? Because I know what? I disturb him. Huh? Every time we get on our knees, we rock hell. Think about it. Every time we pray, we're destroying hell. Amen. Amen. He's scared. He runs. He puts his tail between his legs when you just mention Jesus. He won't run if you mention my name. But he'll run in the name of Jesus. Amen. You plead the blood. There's still power in the blood. We don't preach about it anymore, but there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And it still flows from Calvary. It's still flowing. It still saves. It still heals. It mends broken hearts, and it mends his marriages. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling. Amen. Let him have his way. I want this. I'm tired of people belittling the blood. Amen. It seems like it's almost disappeared from churches. It's almost disappeared from songs. You don't see much anymore of the blood in our songs. Something's wrong. Pay attention. Oh, that's a Christian song. Well, is it? Remember that song years ago? I forget who sang it, but "You Light Up My Life." Huh? Everybody sung that song, even in church. They made it a Christian song, but the writer wrote it for the devil. And we turned it around and use it in church. Something's wrong. Huh? Come on. We all did it. We all did it. I didn't, because I couldn't hit the notes on that song. Huh? I don't know if you ought to take a worldly song and make it Christian. I don't know about that. Because you don't even know what the writer was writing about and what it pertained to when he was writing. But I know the man that wrote, "It is well with my soul." I've read about him and all that he lost, because he lost everything. And he wrote that song in the bow of a ship, losing his wife and family and everything. And he can still say, "It is well." What a testimony. Most of us would go, "Woe is me." Huh? Come on. I lost my daughter. You've lost two. And it's "woe is me" sometimes. I was coming back from Beaver Falls or going through Beaver Falls the other day. And I was just playing gospel music, but all of a sudden, smack, my daughter came to my face. And I'm driving the rest of the way home, bawling like a baby. And I said, "Lord, I just hope and I pray she's in your care." She told me not too long before she died, she says, "Dad, I would give anything to be back in Grandma's arms one more time." That's my mother. They were like this. Mom would call, I'd answer the phone, "I don't want to talk to you, I want to talk to my grandbaby." But they were very, very close. And I hope that's where she's at. I hope God picked her up. That's my hope. And picked her up, loved her, wiped the tears, if she had tears in her eyes, and said, "Here, Margie, here's your grandbaby." Oh, amen. Amen. No one knows the hurt. No one knows. And I hope you never find out. Never. But God has sustained me. Amen. Time doesn't heal. You deal with it. That's what you do. I can't say I'm healed from that. But he has brought me through. Last year I was doing my walk, because I always do every day through Ewing Park. And I just love my walk, because that's when I really talk to the Lord. You see deers going by. Deer. I always put an S on deers. But it's deer going by, and squirrels and other people. And you know what? But that's when the Lord and I talk. I walk for 2 hours. So we have a pretty good talk. Every day. And I just talk to him. I thank you for walking with me, Lord. I know you don't need the exercise, but I do. You know? And he helps me through this. Amen. And I started to reflect. Last year at this time, I was a nutcase. Tell me amen. Because he used to come and check on me to see if I was going to do anything stupid. Well, I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid. But I won't say it didn't cross my mind. I had nothing. I had nothing. But you know what? I wandered through the year. And I am very, very, very thankful for my pastor. I am. I love you. That I got to meet up with him in the meat department. I believe that's where we were. At La Casano's. Stay away. Their prices are too high. But he just invited me out. And I didn't come the very first Sunday. And he called me. "I was expecting you." And I promised him I'll be out the next Sunday. Didn't I? If you can remember back that far. And when I walked in, this precious lady right there. And she's precious. She's a gold mine. And I love you. I saw that smiling face. Smile. Huh? That's what you want to see when you walk into a church. You don't want to see somebody, well, welcome. We're glad you're here. Huh? Here's a bulletin for you. If you don't want it, fine. She never did that. Now, I went to a big church up in Wexford. It's on the right-hand side. I forget the name of it. It's huge. They run about 1,000, 1,200. No, that's not it. It's right on Route 19. No, on down to Wexford. Northway. And I walked in. I saw a lot of people going in there, man. I think, yeah, this ought to be good today. A lot of people. I walked up to the information booth. I said, tell me, what makes your church so good? I don't know. What? I don't know. I'm just working the booth. I said, is your pastor a good preacher? I don't know. Go in and find out for yourself, she said. And I'm thinking, this is not a good way to start. Not a good way. But you know what? I went in and it was okay. It was okay. You know, this guy used to be on TV and everything else, and I don't really care about all of that stuff. They're just human beings anyhow. But I never went back. I didn't feel at home. I went to Victory. I didn't feel at home. I went to Word Alive. I didn't feel at home. Sorry, Brother Cliff. Huh? I even tried different churches. Baptist and different ones. And I didn't feel at home. But boy, when I walked in here, I found my church. It runs about 40 people. Are you crazy? No. God's here. God is here. Oh, I tell you what, if you can't feel Him, there's something wrong with you. God is here. We're ready to bust loose here if we just learn to let go and let God. Let go and let God. I know we don't all run the aisles. I know we don't all stand up and whoop-de-doo and all of this. You take my nephew, he'll ball to death. He's a ball bags. And he's here. And I'm so glad he is. I told him we're looking for a youth leader. Ooh. I'll work on that. But God is here. And He's here to wanting to help us to be free. We're not bound to the law. You understand that? It took me a long time to find out that I am not living under the law. Think about that. I came out of an organization that I was born and raised in. You talk about law? I was scared to sneeze I'd lose my salvation. That's the truth. I wasn't free. They kept putting condemnation on me. But then I read the scripture, but then I go to church, and they're not making me free. This is wrong. That's wrong. This is wrong. Can't do this. Can't do that. I wasn't even allowed to join the Boy Scouts. That's the truth. I worked my tail off to get on a team in Little League. I was 10 years old, Sister Tracy. 10 years old. I wanted to play some ball. I come home and showed my mom, look at my uniform. She saw the name, Moose. Oh, no, you're not going around advertising them. That broke my heart. I didn't care what was on the front. All I saw was a baseball uniform. And it looked nice on me. But I had to give it back. We wasn't allowed to do anything as kids. I didn't see my first movie until I was 16 years old. I thought the devil was in there. But I walked in, all I saw was smelling that good old popcorn and saw candy all over the place. And I Coca-Cola, Brother Ron. And then I walked inside and, yeah. And you know what? All I did when I walked in was just see some chairs and a big old white screen. Devil wasn't there. I remember the first movie that I saw. It was called A Man Who Loved Tap Dancing. It was an old Western, I believe it was, and I forget the main actor. Might have been Burt Reynolds. I don't know. He's been around a long time. You see? I can remember way back. I just can't remember what I said 2 minutes ago. I hope I'm saying something that'll stir our hearts today. I like to make you laugh a little bit, but I also want to get down to business with you. See, quit putting the law on people. Stop it. Quit putting condemnation. They won't never want to come to our church. We try to make them say before they're even saved. We tell them, well, you got to do this, this, and this. Well, no, they don't have to do anything. Amen. I don't care how they're dressed. God will clean that up. You don't have to. All you have to do is love them. If the hell's angels drove up here today and came in, welcome. I want to see that smile, and I don't want to see you go, whoa, not me. You understand what I'm saying? When we say we want to grow, we don't know what God's going to bring in. When you go fishing, you don't know what you're going to catch. Huh? You might be fishing for bass, but you might catch an old smelly carp. Huh? But you know what? You bring them in. Jesus went fishing with Peter, didn't he? Peter says, are you crazy? We toiled all night long. There ain't no fish out there. But you know what? I'll just please you, Lord, and I'll take you out, and I'll show you myself there's no fish. Huh? Oh, I tell you what, I think Peter had an attitude. He's my main man. Yeah. Because he was I look at him as a big, brawny old fisherman. That's what I look at. He might be this high. But he said, okay, come on, get in the boat. They went out. And Jesus said, wait a minute here. You know, they were human. You know, he didn't always go around saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, Peter. He was just saying like longhorn, leghorn. Son, I'm going to tell you what to do, son. Huh? But he said, let's try this, Peter. Let's try on the other side of the boat. And I can imagine Peter's look. He gave him the look. You know, he just gave him, yeah, okay. Nevertheless, it's your word. We're going to let down the nets. And you know what they did? They caught so much fish, their nets break. There was other churches in the sea. Other boats or other churches. Peter had to call other churches to come in and help him out with the people that was coming in. Huh? I know it's fish, but you know what? That's how it's going to happen in these last days. He said the church's doors will be open day and night. Are you ready for it? Have you got enough sleep? Huh? We're going to have to work night shifts. But I want that. They're just coming in, no preaching being done, but they're running to an altar of prayer. What's going on? The Spirit of God is moving. When He moves, let us step aside and watch Him move. Amen. I feel this today. I struggled over this. I'm saying, Lord, this is the pastor's job to preach this. He said, it's your turn to preach. So I hope I'm going to be invited back to do this. I want us to realize no more law. No more law. You're not under condemnation anymore, Sister Emma. You're free. Amen. Oh, you might be bound to what's his name, but you're free. And I can take you there if I want to. the chapter over, chapter 7, and God uses marriage to bring all this about. And we're thinking he's talking about committing adulteries and all of this stuff. That's not what he's talking about. Read it. Go home and read it and study it. Chapter 7, starting, I think, at the very first verse. But he said, if he dies, she's freed from the law. But if she marries while he's alive, she committeth adultery. That's what it's saying. But it's not talking about exactly. It's talking about no condemnation anymore. When he says die, it means dying to this flesh. Dying, amen, to forgive you of everything that you did. Amen, because I can't live unless his grace abounds more and more in my life. Amen, we were taught wrong. Study it out. Read it out. A few years ago, I wouldn't preach this. Amen. But I believe that we are sealed.
Amen.
Sealed. That's scripture. Sealed until the day of redemption. Oh, hallelujah. Sealed. You can put condemnation on me if you want to, Brian. But you know what? I'm free. I'm free. And I won't do that to you, brother. I know you're going through some things. But I will not say, well, Brian, you better do this and you better do that. No, I keep telling them, pray. Don't I? I said, pray and read your Bible. God will help you. I've been there. It hurts. But God will bring you through. He brought me through. Amen. I'm happy-go-lucky now. I want to be like this. I want people to know there's something different. What drew people to Jesus? What drew him? Isaiah talks about Jesus. Didn't say he was a very good-looking man. Ruddy complexion. Huh? I forget exactly what it says, but it's in Isaiah 53. Amen. Not real good looking like you and I, Pastor. You know. So if he wasn't very good looking, so the ladies go, yeah. You know, and the men go. But I'll tell you what drawed people to him. He had substance. He had spirit. You ever have people just gather around you because they just feel good when you're around, they're around you? I looked at Friday night. I didn't know all these people. But you know what? I sat down at their bar and had a cup of coffee. Just started talking to one guy. And before long, we had a crowd around me. Friends that I haven't seen for years. I'm inviting them to church. Rocky Irino. I don't know if you remember him or not. Yes. Very good drummer. I'm inviting them out. Well, I'm not giving up. Amen. Amen. I told him that. Amen. I met Rob Verone. We went to school together. Very good guitar player and singer and all that. You know what? I said, you going to church? No, not really. I said, you need to go to church, Rob. And I'm going to invite him. I'm working. I just don't come here on Sundays and that's it. I'm working. When I walk, I invite people to church. Where you go to church at? Oh, man, it's the greatest church. It's called Living Manna Family Church. Huh? And it's great. It's not that far away from Elwood, I believe, 9 miles or so. That's what we got to do. We got to become fishers of men. Fishers of men. Get your pole out. Get your bait out. And let's do some fishing. I don't know what time it is, and I'm glad there's no watch in here or clock. I hated churches with clocks in because everybody's going. But if you're not free today, it's your day. It's your day. It's your time. God wants to set you free. Just don't read that. It can happen. Forgetting those things which are behind. Forget about them. You can't bring them back, Neil. But we need to reach and grab onto whatever He has for us in the future. You want to be free? Are you free? How many's free? Brother Chuck, you're not free? Okay. I'm glad. So we can move on from this point. Everybody's free. You saw that, Pastor. We're all free. Let's move. From this point, we're never going to be the same. Never be the same. Amen. We're going to walk around with a smile on our face. Put the lemons down. Amen. Don't let nothing really get to you that easily, because you know He's in control. He's still in the fire with us. Amen. He's still in the den with us. He said He'd never leave me. He'd never forsake us. But He said He would go with me always, even until the end of the world. Amen. What a promise. That's a promise. And I'm going to hold Him to it. Hold Him to it. If you abide in Him and He abides in you, He says you can ask what you will. Boy, that's good stuff. That's good preaching. Amen. Man. But we got to abide in the vine. Sorry, my brain sometimes is slower than my mouth. That's a good thing. No, it's a bad thing. But sometimes, okay. But if you abide in Him, He's in you, ask. Not wavering, ask. And you know what? He made it simple. He said, and it shall be done. Don't that sound easy? How come we make it so hard? It sounds so easy. It shall be done. You ask somebody to do something for you and they do it real quick. It's done. Huh? That's what Jesus is saying. If you abide in Me and I'm in you, ask and it'll be done. Complete. Brian, whatever you have need of, ask. That's what He's saying. Don't make Christian life hard. It's not hard. The way of a transgressor is hard. Huh? Don't make this hard. Oh, the first thing, something happens, I'm going to quit church. Something happens in our life, you know, that's it. I ain't paying no more tithes. He don't love me. I'm going to quit church. Where are you going? Where are you going if you leave Him? Don't leave Him. He's your help. He's your strength. Amen. My wife left me over a year ago, but you know what? I talked to her this week, and we was talking about little different things, and she says, things are going to change. And I'm not pushing it, but she just told me things are going to change here. And I just keep telling her, I love you, and I'm praying for you. And she says, I appreciate that. It won't be long, Brother Sam, till you'll see me with my wife here. I really, really believe that. I really believe that. Why? Because I asked Him to. And He's told me it'll be done in His time. His time. His timing is perfect. We live in an instant world where we want everything right now. Well, that's not God. We'd be spoiled brats if He gave us everything that we needed right now. Amen. I know it's time to go. But I love you today. You love me? You got to love me to go to heaven. Right? So you can't tell me you don't love me, Sister Emma, because you got to love me to go there. Amen. But I love you. I love our church. I love what God is doing. And I'm praising Him already for what He's about to do. Praise Him for what He's about to do. Because we don't know. But we just need to step back. Let Him run the program. Quit being a lord over God's heritage and let Him have His way. Amen. God bless you is my prayers today. You just want me to close? Let's stand. I want you all to have a good day today. You know, there's one thing I miss in a Pentecostal church. It's concert prayer. Remember the days everybody prayed together? You know that scriptural? It sounds like a roar of an ocean when everybody prays. And I was with 10,000 people one time and everybody was praying. That's exactly what it sounded like. You know, we take prayer requests. Brother Ron might forget to mention a name, but you'll remember. You might forget somebody else, but you'll remember. Huh? I'm not against one person praying. Don't get me wrong, but I did love concert prayer. Maybe we can get back to that, and maybe not. But I'm going to ask you to dismiss us in a word of prayer.